I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up, PCLE listeners? Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your girl, your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the podcast. DJ Hey Cousin is not going to be with us in this episode, but no worries. The silly is still going to be here. So here's the thing. It has been a rough couple of decades. But no, seriously, it's the last few years have not been easy. And I've been trying to find a way to, I guess, in a way, fix or heal myself mentally, which is never a great idea. It's very difficult to do that. I don't like to ask for help. I don't like to bother people with my problems if I can help it, because in my mind, I don't want to feel like I'm a burden. I don't want to feel like I'm bringing somebody else down because it's something I'm going through. And then I have that guilt of, well, there's other people out there who have things worse than I do. And then I feel guilty for feeling bad. And then I feel bad about that. It's so stupid. I guess it's not stupid. I'm sure a lot of us, you know, do that. And it's been like affecting me at work and my personal stuff. Like I'm on the dating apps, but I'm not really utilizing them really, because I'm kind of worried about my finances. One, we all live in the world right now, especially if you are living in America, things kind of suck here. So we're all just trying to figure this shit out together, I suppose. And the economy is just, you know, all kinds of fart sounds. It's not great. You know, it's very difficult for the average American, a millennial, or someone who's, you know, of age to buy a home because it's too expensive. People are hiring, but they ain't paying shit because it's not matching where the economy is at. So it's kind of like, you know, everybody has extra jobs and side hustles, and, you know, it's hard out there. You know, so dating feels like, oh, what's the point? I can't take anybody out. And it feels like a lot of these women, not all of them, but a lot of them, seem to only care about the money, and I ain't got none of that. So it's very difficult. And not even just for that, dating itself, you have to have that into your budget. I'm barely making enough money to get by with the things that I currently have. So I'm going to have to put that aside and just get used to being alone for a while, because I can't afford to date right now. It's too much, man. But here's the thing. It has affected me at work as well, because I'm not as vocal at work, and I have a fun job. I work for a morning radio show. I'm surrounded by laughter and fun activities and random appearances and celebrities call in and all kinds of fun things. But it hasn't been enough. I was able to hide behind it for a long time. But as you know, man, the longer you wear that mask, the heavier it gets. And I'm starting to leak emotionally and mentally. I'm starting to leak all over the fucking place, because my thing is, as I keep things down as much as I can, because I'm trying my best, again, not to bother others or make them worry or things like that, and because I'm just shoving it down there, eventually it just kind of comes up in the most random just moments. You know, I had a little moment at work where I was just like crying, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was so crazy. You know, I'm not talking as much on the other podcast that I'm a part of, that's called The Personality Hires. You can check it out if you would like to, but I'm not talking as much on there. I kind of feel, and it's nothing that they did, honestly. They're wonderful people, but I feel like I don't belong sometimes. I feel like I'm not important enough or creative enough or talented enough. I mean, these people have been working with the morning show for a while. They're funny. They're, you know, they're great. They're good at what they do. And I have been a failing small creator for over a decade. And I'm with these people who are not that. they're successes in their own right. And I just, and I'm not talking about just the youth group. I mean, just like the entire cast of The Burt Show. They're all wonderful people, but I feel like I don't deserve to be there. And when you're surrounded by so much greatness, you kind of can't help but look at yourself and be like, damn, how the fuck did I get here? What? What miracle, you know, and this is all an internal thing. It's what they call the imposter syndrome, I believe. And I'm not as confident when I'm on air. I don't talk a lot on the personality hires, and it's nothing to do with them. It's all internal. It's all a mental thing. Me telling myself constantly that I don't matter or that I don't deserve to be where I am or I don't deserve better than what I have and all these things. And I think it's something that we all go through at some point in life. And if you've never gone through that, fucking amazing. I don't know how you're doing that. You've won at life. I don't know. But I myself have a lot of regrets, and I'm trying to get out of my head and just enjoy what I'm doing. Talk more on the personality hires. If I'm on air for the morning for the Burt Show, if I'm on air doing something there, then I need to make sure that I come in there with confidence. I'm not. There will be times you can probably hear my voice shaking because I've been there for like 2 years and I'm still nervous as hell when I go in that room with them. You know what I mean? And I'm working on that. It's just a lot going on with me mentally. I don't want to get into it again. You know, the cycle continues. I'll tell you that there's a problem, but I'm not going to dig deep into it to discuss it. No, I'm going to do the adult thing and say nothing and just, you know, just shove it right on deep there. But one thing I have been doing is I've been using AI as a therapist because I can't fucking afford it. Abby from The Burt Show was telling me that she has... what do you call it? She has used ChatGPT as a therapist. So I tried it out, and it turns out it actually kind of gives interesting advice. Like it's you got to try it for yourself. It's like emailing a real person, but like in real time. You know what I mean? So I decided to take it another step forward, and I decided to talk to Gemini because I don't feel like doing all that fucking reading. So and Gemini will talk to you. So I was like, all right, let me just talk to her for a second. And then she made me fucking cry. Gemini made me cry. That bitch made me think about shit that I've been trying not to think about for quite some time. And I got to tell you, I ain't got no money. We've already discussed that earlier. Gemini is free therapy. I'm not saying that it replaced what a real therapist can do because it can't, obviously. But I can say it can be a little helpful if you're open-minded. So I'm pro AI therapist. They don't judge you. They have really good ideas. I mean, you know, I'm working on it. Anyways, guys, enough with this. Subscribe, rate, and review because that's the best way to show support for this podcast. Oh, by the way, if you're listening on Spotify, the podcast, then you're able to leave comments directly beneath each episode that you're listening to. So that is something that you're able to do as well. And if you're new right now, you can see me because we're on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. So you can now visually check out the podcast on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. It'll be under the podcast tab. And you can check out all the other silly little videos that I make over there as well. Okay, well, it is time for our POC Excellence segment, one of my favorite segments. If you are new, this is a segment where I like to give flowers to our people of color who are doing amazing, inspiring things. Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Right here is our POC Excellence segment. A young man named Corian Evans. I believe that is how you pronounce his name. Corian Evans is a hero. Now, I came across this on the Instagram page at Essence of Black Culture. They posted it about a day ago. But it says here, in 2022, 16-year-old Corian Evans jumped into the Pascagoula River in Mississippi after witnessing a car with three girls plunge into the water. He rescued all three passengers and even helped a struggling police officer, saving four lives in total. So that's pretty dope. This dude jumped in this water, into this river, without hesitation after seeing a car go into the water. I know people who are grown-ass adults who would not do that. But the fact that this young man, 16 years old, his frontal lobe is not nearly done developing yet, and he decided, hey, I'm going to save not one, not two, not three, but four people. And that includes a responding officer who was struggling. So he jumped back in to assist this man. That's what's up. So flowers go out to Corian Evans. This happened back in 2022. It's 2025 now. So he grown now. He grown now and still a hero. And I don't know what he's doing right now, but I hope I guarantee whatever it is going to be dope. It's going to be dope. Shout out to you, young man. Here are your flowers. Man, there are people out there using ChatGPT for things I would have never thought of. So let's talk about that next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Remember earlier when I mentioned that I may or may have not used Gemini as a therapist? which, by the way, I still stand by. Well, there are people out there who are using ChatGPT for things that I never would have thought of. So let's go ahead and jump into that, shall we? So I got this from Instagram at comic Lonnie Love. I love me some Lonnie Love. She follows me on TikTok, but she doesn't follow me on Instagram. I don't know how to feel about that. What's up, Lonnie? Everybody go to comic Lonnie Love on her Instagram and be like, yo, what's up? Why are you not following True Smiles? What's up? Well, you're not following her. Don't do that. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. So here we have the most unhinged shit people have ever used their ChatGPT for. So she posted it on her Instagram, but it looks like she got it from at Complex, the Instagram page Complex. So check them out as well. All right. So here we have someone who says, my brother had to go to jail. ChatGPT found a loophole in the law. My brother is free now. Yes. Now, here's the thing. I'm okay with that. I just want to know, what did your brother do? Like, what, should he be in jail? Like, I'm just asking what he did. All right. And like, I feel like if he killed someone or sexually assaulted someone, his ass should still be in jail. All right. Here's another one. Told it every single detail of every interaction I had with my crush so we could analyze if he liked me or not. What? I would have never thought to do this. It says, when we started dating, ChatGPT was so excited for me. Wow. All right. I might be using ChatGPT as a therapist. I mean, I might be using Gemini as a therapist, but it is not my best friend. I'm not going to go back later and be like, hey, okay, I'm lying. I might do that. If things get better, I might fill her in and be like, hey, what's going on, girl? Listen. I took your advice and this happened. I might. I retract judgment. I retract it. All right. Next one says, I was bored. So I asked ChatGPT to create a Love Island episode with a bunch of people I know. And it was drama on drama. Okay. I've never seen Love Island, but it sounds dramatic as shit. Just like the rest of these shows. Again, never would have thought of that. This person literally created an entire reality series with people she actually knows. That's insane. Okay, interesting. Crazy, but interesting. When you're bored, I guess you find something to do. All right, next one here. I got sick of my college students using ChatGPT to write their essays, so I use ChatGPT to grade them. Damn. Which, by the way, fam, if you're using ChatGPT to write your essays, you better get a thesaurus and change some of those names and words and whatnot, because you better write at least a paragraph or two to yourself, because there is software to figure out if you are using AI to do your work. So just you've been warned. All four of my listeners, you've been warned. All right. Plagiarism is a real thing, even if it's AI. People think it's lazy, but fuck it, you know, tired, got shit to do. Another one says, recorded an argument with my ex and asked ChatGPT if I was being manipulated. Holy shit. Got a full analysis on every manipulation and gaslighting technique that he used. There is no way that she knew that that was going. I'm assuming she. Because, ladies, you know, we crazy. This just feels a little, I mean, it's a little much. It's a little much. But here's the thing. We all have dated people who try to gaslight us, even before gaslighting was a term that we were aware of. And it is nice to be able to use AI for good so that, you know that you're not fucking crazy, because sometimes people will go out of their way to make you look and sound fucking crazy. So you know what? I retract my judgment once again. I am for this person. I've been gaslighted. Oh, I've been gaslit out the ass. Let me tell you something. Okay, I was gaslit for years by one person. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. If you listen to the Breakup Breakdown podcast and you got to see that live episode that I was a part of, then you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, I don't know to tell you. I am trying really hard to forget that it's a thing, so I'm not going into that story. Just know, I don't like manipulators and I don't like gaslighters. All right, moving on to the next thing. Things got weird. This is the last one here. It says, I forgot to unsub yearly ChatGPT Plus. ChatGPT wrote a letter to ChatGPT for a refund. I got it back. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. You have to use their powers against them. Yeah. You see this right here? This is like internet, like Hapkido. You know, Hapkido is a martial arts where you use your opponent's energy against them. That's what she just did, or he just did. That's fire. All right, so listen here. AI, you can use it for good. A lot of people are afraid to get into that AI world, but here's the thing. It's here. It's going to keep evolving. You need to learn how to use it. That way you can defend yourself, okay, once shit gets out of hand. But if you're ignoring it because you're like, I don't want to get into that shit, well, then when shit gets real, you're not going to know what the fuck to do, and that's going to be on you. I just made all that up. I have no idea if that's true or not, but it makes sense. It logically makes sense. Which Looney Tunes character matches your zodiac sign? Well, you're going to find out next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, here's the thing. I'm not really super into zodiac signs. I feel like if you work or think hard enough, not even sometimes that, you can kind of bend this shit to fit towards you in any given moment, because like at some point, the zodiac sign is going to be correct. It's like, yo, a clock is right twice a day, right? But here's my thing. I also believe in ghosts and aliens. So why not zodiac signs? But then I thought about it because I came across a few videos recently that's kind of gotten my attention, if you will. And it's I think it's done by the same dude, but this dude, his name is Spence Taylor. That's his name. And I follow him on Instagram, and I think he has a TikTok too. Don't quote me on that. But anyways, at Spence Taylor, like Spence from what's that movie, Criminal Minds? Yeah, Spence. Well, his name is Spencer, but they call him Spence. Anyways, he has really interesting videos dealing with zodiac signs, and this one really caught my attention. It is zodiac signs as a Looney Tune. So let's go ahead and see what Spence has to say about that. I am very interested in what this could be, and take a listen. If your zodiac sign, if it sounds correct via what Spence is saying, let me know down below in the comment section. If you're on YouTube, give me your zodiac sign and then the Looney Tune character that he said that you were, because I'm very curious. And if you're on Spotify, you can do that too. I don't think there are other platforms that you could do that with this particular podcast, but those are the two you got where you can actually comment live right now and I can take a look at that. All right, let's go ahead and see what Spence at Spence Taylor has to say about our zodiac signs.
Your zodiac signs as Looney Tunes. You ready? Let go. Scorpio will be Pepe Le Pew. Pepe was intense, passionate, and very obsessive. And just like a Scorpio, Pepe was always trying to get freaky with somebody. Understand that Scorpios are love bombers and smooth talkers. They'll persuade and convince you to get all nasty. Pepe was very passionate, very sensual. And just like a Scorpio, they gonna say what they gotta say to get in your drawers.
All right, let me tell you something. I dated a Scorpio in college. All of that tracks. All of that tracks. I dated that motherfucker. I did. All right. Oh, Gemini. Okay. We up next.
Gemini will be Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny always got a clever comeback, a plan, or a trick up their sleeve. Like a Gemini. And on top of that, Bugs Bunny is the master of duality. Bugs Bunny can be cool, calm, and collected 1 second, and wild and chaotic on the next. Who that sound like, Gemini?
All right. I feel that. Okay. I might be Bugs Bunny. This is tracking. This is tracking. Okay. Wait a minute.
Taurus will be Porky Pig. Porky was chill, loyal, and he loved routine. And one thing about Porky is he moves at his own rhythm. You ain't rushing him. And that's how I be with Tauruses. They don't like to be rushed. If you rush a Taurus to go anywhere, baby, they ain't coming. Porky is a cozy homebody at heart. He gives off blankets, snacks, and leave me alone vibes. And what that sound like? Taurus. But no matter how nice a Taurus is, baby, please be cautious. Because that hungry bitch got a temper. Aries will be the Tasmanian devil. Aries operates off pure instinct. They want what they want, and they want it now. They don't got time to wait, baby. And that's just how the Tasmanian devil is. They spin it to action when something catches their attention. Taz is a bitch that you can't control. The more you try to control Taz, the crazier it gonna be. And that's how it is with an Aries. You can't tell an Aries hard-headed, stubborn ass nothing. Libra will be Granny. And just like Libra, Granny was all about justice, fairness, and doing what's right. She responds with poise and has that let me handle it with class type of attitude. It's exactly how Libras be on the outside. But on the inside, that be battling themselves. When an unbalanced Libra is pushed too far, the snap. Virgo will be Marvin the Martian. Marvin was detail-oriented and precise, judging all the chaos around him, meanwhile planning total domination. Marvin is extremely intelligent. He's annoying as hell. You know, like a Virgo. And you might even overlook Marvin until you realize later that they 10 steps ahead. And that's how I be with a Virgo. Virgo is a bitch that always got a plan, always got something planned on their sleeve. Because Marvin the Martian and Virgo is a controlling-ass bitch.
That's hilarious. My buddy Mo is a Virgo. Hey, Marvin. Marvin, Mo, makes sense. Make sure you check out the In The Moment podcast, M-O-E, Ment, In The Moment. Hilarious. They also have their YouTube, their podcast on YouTube available as well. Hilarious. I love that dude. Check him out. All right, let's see what's up the Sagittarius. This is.
Sagittarius will be the Roadrunner. Roadrunner was a bitch that always had somewhere to go, somewhere to be. They don't got time for you. On top of that, the Roadrunner is uncatchable, baby. Gonna take a lot to hold him down. Like a Sagittarius. Sagittarius not gonna get stuck in no emotional messes. They move right along, and before you know it, poof, they gone, they ghost your ass. Meet me. Leo will be Lola Bunny. Lola was confident, and she knew she was the moment. And that's how Leos be in their head. They think everything's about them. They're the moment, allegedly. Lola walks into the room, baby, and instantly demands attention. While Lola was very nice, she gave off that don't try me type energy. Like a sassy bitch. Like Leo. Lola's energy was magnetic. And that's how Leos be. They'll lure you in and manipulate you. Them bitches be masterminds.
Yeah, I got a Leo in my life. You know who you are, girl. Congratulations on your pregnancy. All right, let's go ahead and see what these cancers are. Now, my mother was a cancer, so let's see what they have to say about my mom here.
Cancer will be Tweety Bird. Tweety looks innocent with that soft voice and those big old eyes. But don't get it twisted. Just like a cancer, he is always one step ahead, manipulating folks. That's how cancers be, kind-hearted, sweet, but emotionally smart. The type of bitch you should not underestimate. Don't let the cute face fool you. I thought I saw a putty cat. Cancers know how to come off gentle and soft. But underneath that softness, baby, understand, those claws are ready.
That is my mother, 100%. That was my mother, was. Like, I'm still getting used to saying was. No, that was her, 100%.
Aquarius will be Daffy Duck. And baby, Daffy doesn't care if he's misunderstood. Daffy gonna be Daffy, baby, whether you like it or not. That's how Aquariuses be. They be annoying, but that's how they be. The thing is, you never know what Daffy's gonna do or what Daffy's gonna say. Aquariuses doesn't always show feelings in a typical way. Both Aquarius and Daffy are the kings of queens of being weirdly emotional without being vulnerable. Understand that Aquarius don't give a fuck about how you feel, but you gonna definitely hit their mouth.
I don't think I know any Aquariuses. I might. I don't know, but that's hilarious. All right, Capricorn. Now, DJ Hey Cousin is a Capricorn. So let's go ahead and see what Looney Tune he is and as to why, actually. Let's just see why he's this Looney Tune.
Capricorn will be Yosemite Sam. Sam hates to be outsmarted, outdone, and outranked. Like a Capricorn. And they don't take kindly to people wasting their time and challenging their status. When they enter a room, they enter like they own it. Because probably in the future, they plan to own it. Because like I said, they ambitious. And just like Capricorn, when Sam wants something done, baby, they do it themselves. They don't trust nobody.
That is fucking perfect. Yo, legit. DJ Hey Cousin replaced his own back window of his car. We went to the car cemetery, got the piece that we needed. He put it in himself, took it out. He did everything. It was so dope. Like, literally, there's going to be a vlog of showing him doing that. The man is amazing. So yeah, Capricorn, Yosemite Sam, baby. All right, let's see what Pisces is talking about.
Pisces will be Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd is gentle, emotionally open, and a little lost in his world. Like a Pisces. Elmer Fudd is the kind of bitch that wears his feelings on his sleeves. Both Elmer and Pisces, they don't hide their emotions. They live in it.
Cause he believes. Pisces is the kind of bitch that get hurt, disappointed, bewildered. Woo, woo, woo.
But the very second you stop matching that Pisces energy, baby, they gone. Bye.
I know a Pisces as well. And that kind of tracks. I got to tell you, man, I feel like Spence might be on something. All of this makes sense to me. Wow. Okay. But then again, it's like, is it factual or is it just like, I never know what to think when it comes to astrology, like zodiac signs. I never know. Like sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think down below in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube. Oh, and don't forget, click that thumbs up button while you're watching because it definitely helps. It puts me in the algorithm to be shown to other people. And I would love that. And I cannot do that without you guys. Same with you listening. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you're leaving a 5-star review. If you have another review, I don't really want that one. I want 5. Thanks. Thanks. And a written review as well would be very helpful as well. I would love that. Have you ever wondered what type of food is being served in schools and other countries? I certainly have, but I have that type of mind that is constantly working and overthinking. That's why I don't get a lot of sleep. But I am going to go ahead and tell you all about these foods that are actually given to students in schools from across the world. Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so I was searching the web as I do literally every fucking day. With my job, I have to look online for different content ideas and videos and fun things that we can do. And I do the same thing for my own content. So I am constantly online. If my Wi-Fi went out, I don't know what I would do. Oh my God, I would probably be unemployed. I don't know how that works. I would definitely be a serial killer, but lucky for everybody, I have my Wi-Fi. Joking on that last part, would not be a serial killer. I don't like the sight of blood. Okay, so also killing is wrong, whatever. I came across this on HuffPost.com. The title of it is Photos of School Lunches from Around the World Will Make American Kids Want to Study Abroad, which I, as an American who has been an American child, I can detest that public school lunches aren't the best. I've had private school lunches, which were pretty good. And I've had public school lunches, which aren't, you know, certain days that were good. Everybody had that special pizza that you get from school. Remember the little pizza that looked just, the cheese and the crust were the same fucking color. I don't know what's going on there. We had cookies. We had a French fry line in high school. Remember that? I remember we had a spicy chicken sandwich, you get a spicy chicken sandwich or regular chicken sandwich like fried, or you can get a spicy chicken sandwich salad or a regular chicken salad sandwich. It was like the chicken line, you know. And sometimes like two or three times a month we would get to have like the nacho line, which the line was always long as shit. So by the time you got your food, lunch was over. Fucking pain in the ass. Anyways, yeah, we were fat. This article is by Kate Brackskier. This is uploaded back in June 2nd of 2023. She says here, which I will read, more than one third of kids in America are obese or overweight. In 2013, the National School Lunch Program, a federally assisted meal program operating in public and nonprofit private schools, served 5.1 billion lunches. Bloomberg reports. The quality of these lunches must somehow correlate to the health of America's youth. Considering more than 32 million children are served NSLP every day. That stands again, National School Lunch Program. And it goes on to say that, you know, parents could be better model, better eating habits, better models for their kids and what to eat and all that stuff. But here's the thing, depending on where you're from, it's very difficult to get healthy food for good prices. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. You can either get a salad for like $35, or you can get like 37 cheeseburgers for a nickel. You know, it's not fair how they do this. But let's go on to what the other places are eating. I would tell you this, the typical lunch in the U.S., it says here, fried popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, fruit cup, and a chocolate chip cookie. I don't remember getting vegetables, honestly, when I was in school. I remember the salads, but you had to get that. You had to, like, go get that yourself. I don't remember being served. I'm not saying I didn't. I just don't remember. So, yeah, already starting off with some fried stuff. We got some fried popcorn chicken, which is most likely processed chicken. I doubt that it's all white meat. You know what I mean? And then we got we do have our vegetables, fruit cup, more processed sugars, glucose, all that good stuff, syrupy goodness, yum, yum. Now, let's talk about Brazil. Pork with mixed veggies, black beans, and rice. Salad, bread, and baked plantains. Now, that right there, that sounds amazing. If you're looking at this on YouTube, you get to see the photos of the things that I'm talking about. And I got to tell you, this one right here looks delish. I would like to have that for dinner, please. Thank you. Italy, local fish on a bed of arugula. Oh, pasta with tomato sauce, caprese salad, baguette, and some grapes. Get the fuck out of here. That's a great meal. I want that. I want that also. Oh, man, kids are eating good. Other places. Finland, pea soup, beet salad, carrot salad, bread, and what is this? Panna cow. I don't know how to say it. But it's a dessert pancake. It's like a crepe, I guess, with fresh berries. Not bad. There is nothing on here that I would not enjoy. This is a lovely lunch. And it's not too, none of these lunches that I have shared so far from Brazil, Italy, or Finland are too heavy. Like, I can finish this and continue with the day with the nutrients that my meal just fucking gave me. Must be nice. Must be nice. Other worlds, other countries must be nice. I don't know why I'm talking to y'all like this. It's not your fault. Our government just sucks. All right, going on to the next one. South Korea. I'm going to tell you something right now. This might sound racist, but I love Korean barbecue. I don't think that's the only Korean food there is, but it's my only experience at a Korean barbecue place until my buddy Jackson invites me over for a proper meal. I don't know what to tell you, man. All right, so South Korea, fish soup, tofu over rice, kimchi, and fresh veggies. Here's the thing. I don't like tofu. You give me some chicken or some pork or some steak, let's replace that. I like kimchi. I like fresh veggies. I've never had fish soup. Wait, nope, that is a lie. I have had Mexican fish soup full of flavors, very savory and citrusy. Back when I was in LA, one of my attendants used to surprise me every now and then with some of the soup that she would prepare for her family because she would make such a huge pot and she would share with me and some good ass soup. Oh, shit, yeah. Looking back, her apartment wasn't very clean. I should not have eaten it, but I had money like that, you know, and my stomach was fine. We were good. It was hot, so it killed all the bacteria. Moving on, France. France had steak. Okay. Ooh, steak, carrots, green beans, cheese. It looks like brie, this photo. That looks like brie and fresh fruit. Get the fuck out of here. Give me my steak. Give me my carrots. Give me my green beans. And in the photo, the fresh fruit is kiwi and apple. I would like that for dinner now as well. Thank you. All right, Greece. What you popping with, Greece? What's popping in the kitchen? We got baked chicken over orzo, which looks like rice. And then we got stuffed grape leaves. Do I like that? And also, what is it stuffed with? I don't know. Tomato and cucumber salad, fresh oranges, and Greek yogurt with pomegranate seeds. Not bad. Okay. Okay, I mean, when they say fresh oranges, the photo of these oranges, they are still on the vine. There are like little leaves on it. That's how fresh these oranges are. They must have an orange tree like right there, like a meadow. What is it called when you have a field of something? Let's say a field of orange trees. That's probably wrong. Let me know in the comment section what that shit's called. Maybe I'm right and overthinking it. Let's go on to the Ukraine. They got mashed potatoes with sausage, borscht, I think I said that right, cabbage, and Sierniki, maybe. It is a dessert pancake, which also, again, looks like a crepe. Mashed potatoes with sausage. It does not sound bad to me. It just doesn't look appetizing. And let me see. This cabbage looks a lot like sauerkraut, But isn't that what sauerkraut is? I don't even know. But it looks good. And I'm assuming this borscht thing is this purple substance. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's like mixed beets or horseradish or, I don't know, rhubarb. I don't know what that is. I'm down with the mashed potatoes. I'm down with the sausage. Give me that slaw. I'll take your Ukrainian crepe. But that purple stuff, which normally black folk, we do like that purple stuff. Don't get me wrong. But this one, I don't know. I don't know. You got to tell me what that is first before I eat that. So far we have one on the list that I'm not too sure I would want to try, but I probably would for the content. I'm one of those people like I'll try something new for the content, but in reality, if I wasn't making a video, I probably wouldn't do it. All right, Spain, what you got? I think Spain is our last one. Spain has got sauteed shrimp over brown rice and vegetables, gazpacho, which I think is like a cold soup, I think, fresh peppers, bread, and an orange. It's like an orange cut in half. And that bread is multi-grained as fuck. Those fresh peppers, we're talking about red, yellow, orange peppers, all sliced, bop, seasoned, up. Now, here's the thing. I noticed that Spain has the shrimp. I'm assuming seafood allergies are also a thing over there. And then also, I think it was Brazil. Yeah, Brazil with the pork. Do they have any Muslims over there? Maybe they don't eat pork. I don't know how that works in other cultures. I know in America, they try to stay away from that type of stuff just in case somebody is allergic to something or religion or whatever. I don't know if they do the same things. But then again, they are eating better. And also, I feel like because their cultures are a little cleaner is my assumption, they probably don't have nearly as many allergies and ailments that Americans have. I mean, there are Americans allergic to sun and grass and bread and air. And like, it's nuts. Like, it's crazy, you know. So I'm wondering, and if you're one of those people, I ain't talking shit about you. I'm just wondering if other countries also have those same allergies because of all the shit that we put in our food and all the things that we are doing to our country, like the ecosystem and et cetera and more things. Could that be one of the reasons why we have so many children born with so many allergies and other ailments, if you will? It's just something to think about. Well, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's America needs to step up their game when it comes to feeding our children in school, I feel like. Professionally silly life rules. Let's give them some more vegetables. Let's give them some real meat. Stop all that processed shit. And also make it cheaper for us to buy it. And Trump, stop tariffs and stuff. I'm tired. Anyways, shout out to the listeners. Just got sad. Like my country is failing me right now. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. And now your eyeballs because you can see me. Hi. Hello, YouTube. Hello. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week. I really appreciate it. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using, especially if you were on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. A 5-star and or written review would be very helpful to get my podcast suggested to other people. I cannot grow without you guys. Click that thumbs up button if you're watching this on YouTube right now, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Share this video with a friend. Comment down below. Your interaction is what helps my podcast grow. And I cannot do that without you. You guys feed the algorithm. The algorithm is hungry for some Brazilian lunch food. You feel me? So get it together. If this is indeed your first time watching or listening, I hope that you decide to join back and come on back and join in on all the silly and binge me because I do have over 300 podcast episodes. I think only 5 or 6 right now are available on YouTube, but Audibly, you got over 300 that you can check out. It's a lot of fun. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Check that out. If you have any listener submissions that you want to send, email me. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can text or call my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. I'll make sure that it's down below in the show notes / description box. For you guys, if you want to call, which by the way, keep in mind, if you call, you're going to be on the podcast. I don't get many calls, so I need those. Down below in the show notes is my link tree. All my most used social medias are there. You can check out both of my YouTube channels, this one and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel as well. And that is where I put my black card on the line. And I do some paranormal investigations in many locations, trying to see if we can communicate with the dead, which we do. And it's a terrifyingly hilarious adventure. So join me there. My P.O. Box is down below as well. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Also down below in the show notes. Oh, and if you would like a personalized video from yours truly, I don't know why you would, but if you would, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. Listen, the economy is horrible. Even if you don't want one from me, could you buy one anyway? I could use the money. All right. Once again, I'm your audible boofang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for joining me right here on the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. The object of golf is to play the least amount of golf. So it just feels like if you don't go out and play it, you win, right? Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. All right, so we are about to... So right here is our POC excellent... Oh, shit, this is still recording?